Hello, teens on the internet. You're listening to Jeff from Snack Point Charlie on WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, home of the hits.
Tune in every morning at 5 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m. for all the local news from the WGXC newsroom, from the Public News Service, from the River Newsroom's coronavirus report, to interviews from our partner station WOOC in Troy. You'll also hear The Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate every morning on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, your place on the dial for local news.
From Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Inga Iverson of Philmont, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Republicans Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik and Democrat Pat Ryan voted for a bill that prohibits schools from being used as shelters for migrants, while Democrats Paul Tonko voted against. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Schools are places for academics, athletics, community services, and places where children like mine receive vital therapy. They are not migrant shelters," end quote. The bill does not ban using schools as shelters for other reasons, such as weather emergencies. It also has very little chance of ever becoming law by passing the Senate and getting the president's signature. Ryan was among only four Democrats voting for the proposal, and Molinaro sponsored the bill. The White House released a statement saying the bill, and I quote, "would supersede local control, interfering with the ability of states and municipalities to effectively govern and make decisions about their school buildings," end quote. Republicans usually favor local control and less federal regulation, but not this time. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul's administration announced this week $15 million to expand electric vehicle charging infrastructure in New York, but some activists don't think Hochul is doing enough to fight climate change. Alex Beecham of Food and Water says, and I quote, "climate change is already here and we're already paying for it. So not only do we need to move the state off fossil fuels, we also need an enormous amount of money to deal with the impacts of climate change that are already here and are going to get worse," end quote. NYPRG's Blair Horner wants a bill passed forcing companies deemed responsible for pollution to pay for necessary infrastructure changes. And I quote, "they're responsible, they lied about the threat, undermined the science, and bamboozled the public, and now we're going to pay the price," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Jesse McKinley reports in the New York Times that next month, British endurance athlete Lewis Pugh plans to swim the entire 315-mile length of the Hudson River from the Adirondacks to New York City. Pugh said, and I quote, "I've been looking for a river for many, many years which could tell the story about all rivers, and always every single time it comes back to the Hudson," end quote. Pugh has previously swam the 325-mile English Channel. He could catch possible infections from everything from, and I quote, "human sewage and rat infestation," end quote, to poisoning from mercury left over from the Hudson's industrial past. Pugh says he thinks the Hudson River is much less polluted now than in the past. And I quote, "It shows how a river can be misused, then cared for, and turn around its fate. And so it gives hope to people who live on the Ganges, the people who live on the Yangtze, the Nile, the Seine, or here in England on the River Thames. That river can be saved." End quote. Read the full story in the New York Times. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 80 degrees and a northwest wind at around 6 to 8 miles per hour. And Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 57 degrees and a west wind at 5 to 7 miles per hour. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 83 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 61 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia Counties.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Beth R. of Acre, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
I've seen this all before. Why?
'Cause I've got eyes in the back of my head. Why? It's the heat.
was Matmos with Mental Radio from their 2013 album, The Marriage of True Minds.
Number number 7 7 7 7 7 7 7. Number
6 6 6 6 6 6.
30 seconds after he was in bed, he fell back to sleep. The next morning, he
He had forgotten all about what had happened the night before. But when nighttime came once again, his thoughts somehow found their way back to remembering the fascinating episode of the night before. Turned out his bedroom light and sat in his favorite chair. Thoughts danced through his head for a while. Suppose I went to check and see if my transistor is still down there, he said. I wonder what would happen. He sat up in his opened window, down at the path, up to his room and flew right out again. Down jumped the prince, and he went again to find his radio. As he made his way, he could hear something once again. There was that transistor up on the same tree. Then, from inside of it came a strange voice.
Number number
4 4 4 4 4 4.
Everybody's restless and they got no place to go. Someone's always trying to tell them something they already know. So their anger and resentment flow, but don't let me. Got his problems too. He will surely take them out on you. In walks the village idiot, and his face is all aglow. He's been up all night listening to me. just desperate, trying to make ends meet. Work all day, still can't pay the price of gasoline and meat. Alas. Might just come.
Just arrive.
I heard the general whispering to his aide-de-camp. Be watchful.
Thank you. haven't been.
One.
Was Christian Marclay, Jukebox Capriccio, from his album Records from 1997.
Rock and roll music, that's what we're going to use. You say, well, preacher, you play music with a beat. There's nothing but I don't want. I want, I read that and I thought, my, the music scene, well, they were going to do it. And engaging in the sex act. They're asked the question when police dare not step in with the air thick with marijuana smoke. They had one right near Baton Rouge the other day. 100,000 kids were there. The huge speakers that beat out the music as dope-filled entertainers and performers beat up on the guitars and drums in the streets. Those young people that ripped off their clothes and acted like animals. Music. It gets down in you, it washes over you and beats upon your brain. And I really didn't know what I was doing. I just pull, push, push, close, and I had to do it.
Push, push, and push. When you start to feel the heat, push,
and you boys and girls,
push, push, push,
that have Beatle records at home, this is the most rotten,
push, push,
dirty, damnable, filthy, putrid, filth that this nation of the world
push,
has
push,
ever seen. To be in your home, you ought to be taken out somewhere and horsewhipped. You hear me? And I mean it, my friend. They're having sex, the sex, 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 sex, the sex.
False. I say to you, this statement is false. Let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is true, then the statement is true. And if the statement is false, then the statement is false. This statement is false. Let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is true, then the statement is false. And if the statement is false, then the statement is true. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And I'd like to give you a simple example of this. If I say to you, let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is false, then the statement is true. And if the statement is true, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. There are always statements that can be neither proved nor disproved. This statement is true. Let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is false, then the statement is true. And if the statement is true, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If the statement is true, then the statement is true. And if the statement is false, then the false statement is true. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If I say to you, this true statement is false, let's just think about this statement for a minute. If I say to you, if the true statement is false, then the statement is false. And if the false statement is false, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If the false statement is true, then the statement is true. Just think about this statement forever. If the true statement is false, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes into a loop. If the true statement is false, then the statement is true. And if the statement is true and false, then the statement is true, true, true. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. Then this false statement is true, false. And if the true statement is false, then the statement is true, false, forever. And we get into a true loop forever. Let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is true, and if the statement is false, then there's no way we can ever show that the statement is either true or false. This statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If the statement is forever, then forever is the statement. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop.
Have you guessed the riddle yet?
And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever.
Conclusion?
Which goes on forever. Which goes on forever. Which goes on forever.
Whatever people want is true, even if it isn't.
May I repeat that?
Now you say, how can you make a statement? Even if it is.
Statement is false.
Who can say it isn't?
True.
Who can say what is? Who can say it isn't?
That's exactly what we
who
want.
Who can say what is?
Do it again.
Feelings are facts.
True.
So who is to say what's a fact?
Yeah.
That's exactly what we want. Do it again.
There is no reality. There's no absolute.
No.
There's no objectivity.
It's true.
There's no right and wrong.
Our brains are one.
I've got a gun.
There's no basis to criticize anybody. There's only people's arbitrary desire.
Wow. Who would be silly enough to carry an unloaded firearm?
Infinitely repeated over and over and over again. Just as it is now is to be infinitely repeated over and over and over again.
That's what you suggest.
Shut the loop off now. Can you turn that loop off?
Okay. Please turn off the loop.
I've got $28.
Think though. You know, you're hearing this wonderful music. Or perhaps it's very difficult for all of us. It's difficult to understand that it's possible that other people don't process information that we seem to have. It's very difficult for all of us because we all have brains and they seem to be the same.
Efficiency equals death.
Think though, perhaps you eliminate everything except the one answer.
The experiment requires that you continue.
Well, it could be this, it's either this or that.
Ed, I've got news for you. No brain. What?
When you allow yourself to be confused.
No brain.
When you're kind of confused about something.
No brain.
All of us can't imagine it. Allow yourself to be confused.
No
happen if we can't?
Which is easiest to do? Undiscover the fish or discover the riddle? Take a minute to think about it and then guess.
Tolerate uncertainty. Tolerating uncertainty. Tolerating uncertainty. Can uncertainty be tolerated?
This is just too much reliance. This is reliance upon the almighty truth. Relying upon another human being where I is an authority and knows what he's talking about.
Enormous amount of hostility in you that would explain perhaps why you may be alone right now.
That's what he's suggesting.
It's very difficult for people to relate to you.
It's very difficult for all of us.
You have a very set pattern of ideas.
Efficiency resilience requires death diversity.
And you're very self-righteous.
Resilience efficiency equals diversity death.
And I find those qualities very difficult to relate to.
For all of us.